ahead and call our meeting to order. And we'll start off with introductions to my right. Or we'll start to my left. That way we'll start with the committee.
Erica Pefferman, Ward 4.
Rebecca Shaw, Member at Large.
Hi, my name is Michael. I'm from Human Service Commissions.
He's our new representative.
Mike Fletcher, Member at Large. Jay McIntosh, 6th Ward.
Tom Rose, 5th Ward.
Mitch Ritter, Ward 2.
Jake Amalunke, City Staff.
Molly Fair, City Staff.
Becky Thompson, and I am the new director for the new Department of Housing and Neighborhood Services.
And Jennifer Deaver, City Staff.
All right, very good. I'm going to ask, nice to meet you. I was getting my names down here. First off, I'll entertain a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved, Eric Pefferman.
Second, Ritter.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes from our February 21st meeting. I would entertain a motion again for approval.
So moved, Jay McIntosh.
Seconded, Rebecca Shaw.
Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye for approval.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, thank you. So our first item of new business is the request for proposals for the 2025 fiscal year CDBG and home funds.
So yes, we are ready to put out our, once we have approval, to put out our request for proposal for the FY25 community development block grant, CDBG funds, and the home funds. We also do have reallocated funds, as we discussed. So the city anticipates, at this point, the budget still has not been released from HUD, so we go with our anticipation that we'll get $1 million in CDBG funds and $600,000 in home funds for FY2025. We are also at this point going to reallocate up to $840,000 in carryover CDBG funds and $45,000 in carryover home funds. All of the funds will be, we're still working off our 2020 to 24 consolidated plan. We had an informational meeting at the end of February, on February 28th. It is not required that you attend that meeting to be able to receive funds. But we did have, 10 participants show. Was that about right? Ish. Oh, you weren't there.
Yeah.
Ish. Wasn't there. We had a good turnout. It was the same people that we normally have for those types of meetings. So we have also made it clear that we're more than happy to meet with everybody. We do plan a meeting with each group as they start to do that and submit their proposals. Again, this then just defines CDBG and home funds. We'll run this in the paper. It'll go in. It will be in Tuesday's running if I turn it in tomorrow. So any questions on anything with the proposal? Yes.
Remind me again, the reallocated funds must be spent by when? Is there different chunks that have different time frames, or are they all?
The goal of spending the reallocated funds is that they would be spent by the end of this calendar year. It's tight because we'll have to amend the any annual action plan that we're changing or removing funds from and moving around funds. We do have to get HUD approval for that before we can move on it. But we will be set to go the day that we come out and are ready to move.
Have we talked to anybody that we gave money to for future projects, if they can use those funds in a quicker manner?
They still have to go through the same process. We can't go between years and just give money between the years. But yes, that is one of the things that we've talked with all of the players.
In the same boat, because we still have to reallocate.
Correct.
The funds down the road. So it's kind of kicking the can down the road, but at least they get the money spent so we don't lose any funds.
Correct. And that is our goal. We're trying to get the funds spent as soon as possible.
Question, Erica Pefferman. You have the RFP due May 8th. Do you have any idea of how quickly, and maybe you said this and I missed it, but when the decision will be made
so
we can turn that around really fast?
As soon as we go back through HCDC and you all approve whatever the funds are, we will go to with with the reallocated funds, we're able to go to the next, we will be prepared to go to the next city council meeting and have city council approve those changes.
June meeting?
It hopefully, I mean, it just depends on how quickly the dates.
Like if you just had to ballpark it, what did you
It'll be June, and then hopefully we'll have everything set and ready to turn in once that's approved by city council. We'll have the, everything will be ready to send that next day to HUD and get their approvals. And then we'll be set to move on as quickly as we can.
How long do you expect HUD to take?
They can take, the last time they took about 3 months.
No kidding. So seriously, we're looking at potentially being fall before we can get these funds out, but they still have to spend them before the end of December.
That is the hope.
Is HUD supportive in a case like this where there's a compressed time frame? When you have communications with them, are they able to be more nimble, or do they, you know, the snails point in the right direction?
So as we discussed, we did get a letter of timeliness this year. So that's what we're trying to avoid for this year. Again, there were more funds that didn't go through for this year, so that we have another chunk of money that we're trying to get rid of. What our plan is we're already in a plan that we had sent back to them back in the fall when this all kind of came up. Our idea is that once we know where all of our funds are and what's being spent, that then we will have a call with them to go through and re-say, you know, I would not think that HUD wants the money back either. On a training that we were on last week or the week before, they said there was a discussing that HUD is considering there's a push to potentially get rid of timeliness and move to a different system where they track everybody quarterly. If that happens, that would be a beautiful thing. They said 40 to 48% of all areas that have received funds are not meeting timeliness.
I have additional questions. Mm-hmm. Again, Erica Pefferman. Two questions. One, could you explain what the letter of timeliness means? Mm-hmm. And then two, is there anything that we could have done in hindsight to have gotten this RFP out 5 or 6 months before we have?
Okay, so on timeliness, what that means is that you can have no more than 1.5% of your funds that you've been allotted in a time period. So when we've had
before, so it's rolling over and it's going into.
Correct. So that's what timeliness is. As regard to whether we could have done it earlier, so we were still in the fall waiting to hear back from HUD on the ones that we had submitted from May. So that was one reason why we didn't go ahead and start reallocating more money, because we hadn't gotten approval on the 400 we did last spring. And that's being spent right now, reallocate $441,000. So we got rid of a big chunk of money then, but we weren't in a position where we were going to do that. The other part of, we considered doing two RFPs this fall or this spring, but the problem that you run into there is it's very confusing to people on what they're going for, what they're doing. You have to do the training.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think my first meeting was in October, and we've been mm-hmm. saying the same thing since October. Mm-hmm. And now the RFP is due at the end of May. It just feels, and I know you guys were shorthanded.
And it really had nothing to do with being shorthanded. It had to do with the fact that we hadn't been approved by HUD already for what we were trying to get rid of initially. And readjusting every time that you go back into a plan. So if one of these was, at this point we've reallocated all of the FY21 money, but it's going into 22. So if we've already adjusted it once, it was already waiting to get approved. It's just, and then it's helping the groups that are trying to do it get through that process as well.
Who do you deal with at HUD? Do you deal with the same person, the same group?
We have a HUD representative. Each area has a HUD rep that they deal with.
This goes back to his question. I didn't quite understand your answer. Is there anything you can do to them to explain that a 3-month time frame puts us in an impossible situation?
We've already done that.
Okay.
In the sense that they know that what our plan was as we're going up through spring, as we've come into more money coming back,
right,
we're going to probably have to readjust that with them, and that's where we'll get to as we go through the spring here.
And do they have, Rebecca Shaw, sorry. Do they have anything for a grant, you would have like a no cost extension. Do they offer anything like that through HUD where you're not asking for any more funds, you're just asking for more time. Is there an application process or?
Not really. It's more of working with them to make sure that they understand your plan of how you're going to get rid of the money. Once we know how we're getting rid of our 2025 funds, that will help us determine how we're going forward. So once we're through this whole spring process of getting the funds for 25 out, knowing what our reallocated amount is, then we can go back to them and share what we are. We have reviewed it, and if things do move along as they're hopefully anticipating, we can't make people spend the money quicker than they're spending it. If that does happen, we will meet timeliness this year. But it's we've got to, all the pieces have to fall into place. We are on our toes, and we're still working on the CAPER is set and ready to go to council on Monday. So that once the CAPER's done, that's a big step out to get that sent into HUD. We're in the process of working on the annual action plan for 2024, and then we still have the consolidated plan and action. So there's a lot of pieces in motion with our office right now.
Again, Erica Pefferman, your point that you've made in previous meetings, though, about maybe changing how we allocate funds based on like what we're allocating for, it seems like it's going to help this in the future, though, right?
Correct.
Seems unlikely that we'll end up in this scenario.
Correct.
Again.
That would be my
thoughts. With this much money.
That would be my thoughts. With our 2024 funds, and I reviewed them as with Rebecca got a whole fun training on HUD stuff and where we are. The 2024 funds look very solid as to what they are, that they will be spent by the groups that said they would spend them. We'll be doing the same kind of stricter previewing of them before we get into it this year as well.
Thank you.
Mitch, Ward 2. We also had faith in their presentations when we gave them that funding.
Correct.
Originally, that they were going to complete their projects, which they didn't. So that needs to be noted. Is there any way to move the final recommendation of the reallocated funds to the end of the meeting on May 15th? Which would get that piece of the recommendation in front of council on May 20th, instead of waiting until the May 22nd meeting, which would put the council meeting another week out from that. No, 2 weeks out. They're every 2 weeks.
I can review that.
So I think if we put the reallocation recommendation, since that's going to be some very targeted projects, put that at the end of the May 15th agenda, we get a decision on that distribution, mm-hmm. get a vote, get it into record, get it to council on Monday the 20th. And then that way you kickstart that piece
earlier.
Of it potentially 3 weeks, 4 weeks earlier than bogging it down with the rest of the recommendations.
I can definitely review that with Steph tomorrow. I'll have to see. We have not noticed this yet to out in the paper, so I may be able to make adjustments. And then it just depends on where I would have to talk with Rebecca about what we've sent to council already, but we can look and see if we can adjust that in the morning.
I know
what you're saying.
Yeah, there most likely won't be a lot of discussion that has to be had on those reallocated.
Correct.
Funds.
Correct.
Yeah,
limited.
They're going to be shovel ready.
Yeah.
Correct. Any other questions?
Anybody else? We don't have to have an approval.
I think it's just you all noting that you've approved it.
Okay. No vote. Okay. I believe that was our only item for this evening.
I think we should take a vote.
I think we probably ought to take a vote. Yeah, we will take a roll call vote for approval of the request for proposal for the 2025 funds and the reallocated funds. Oh wait, let's get a motion to approve it.
I'll make the motion to approve the RFP FY 25.
Second. Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Mitch, aye. Tom Rivera.
Aye. Jay Matt.
Aye. Fletcher, aye.
Aye. Rebecca.
Erica Pefferman, aye.
Any opposed? No, because we all did. Okay. That passes. Thank you. Next, we'd have any general comments first from the public. There are one public person. No? Okay.
Our single public person.
Do we have any comments from our members from the commission?
How far out do our meeting dates schedule? I just saw them through maybe May or June of this year.
So once we're through when everything is approved in June, by HCDC. There is generally a short break during the summer because your job is really finished for the year of what you've done. When will we start getting that back out to everybody?
I think this last year it was September was our next meeting back. Yeah. So we would probably set the calendar at probably that meeting.
Barring any crisis or other things that we have.
Correct.
Yes. Any other questions, comments, or from the staff? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Happy to be here.
Actually, Michael.
Yes.
Do you guys mind? Can I just go through like reallocation of the 2024 funding? Because like I wasn't there.
A history of kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Just so I can like go ahead and give them a breakdown on that.
So basically, what happens is each year we vote. Like for instance, right now we're looking at 2025 funds, which will be spent next spring. They'll be started to be spent next spring. If funds. And so each year when we do this, if funds, for whatever reason, an agency doesn't spend the funds that they were allotted, we have to reallocate those funds. In other words, if we had $1 million and we spent $500,000, we still need to use that $500,000. So that's what we're in the process of doing, is trying to reallocate the funds from previous years when funds were not fully spent out. Another thing that happens is when you get large amounts of what's called program income, so money that for whatever reason is returned. For instance, last June, Phoenix Programs that we had given money to sold to a different entity, and we were returned back $250,000, which is then added on to the top of everything, and so you have to spend it first. So those are the funds that we're trying to reallocate. So when we were already having agencies that hadn't spent all of their funds, we then got another $250,000 to spend. Those are things that we have to strategize on how to get rid of.
Is there a specific like deadline for these funding? Is it like, you know, kind of like you guys mentioned, right? It's going to be spent by the end of the year. So like it's like 2023, you know, or 2024, and by the end of this year, we got to spend it, right?
So that reallocated funds, the goal is that they'll be spent by the end of this calendar year.
But on a normal, Tom Rose here, but on a normal cycle, like 2025 funds, we're going to approve, and they need to spend them by
26
by the end of fiscal year
26. By December of 26.
December of 26.
Usually, so we're a year ahead.
Correct, you are a year ahead.
Yeah,
it's very
my life experience. It's not hard to get people to spend money. So what are some of the unique challenges we face to have that?
The main challenges that we've run into with the funds not being spent, we've run into groups that didn't have site control over their site, so they thought they were going to purchase a property, they weren't able to purchase it. They were given $100,000, that's back. We had several agencies pulled out of their funding because they did not feel that they were going to be able to this was before me, so I can't really speak to them, but I had heard reasoning such as they didn't know that they would be able to get rid of the funds using timeliness quick enough. They didn't know that they would have of all of the paperwork that they were going to have to do and how it all worked when they got into it. So there's a lot of reasons why money was returned. Challenges that we've had, we've had the same challenges as everybody else. I think that we've spoken several times about, I think that COVID coming for the not-for-profits coming out of COVID, it's just taken them a little bit longer to get moving again. They're not just ready to, they've had staffing changes, they've had turnover. I also think that we've had issues with that there aren't enough contractors available to go out. Sometimes when we're trying to find people to do the work, there's not people to do the work. So lots of different kinds of reasons that I think we're seeing across the country in the construction industry as a whole, that it's just coming back from all of it. So the other thing that happens is also during that time there was COVID, there was CV3 money, which was CDBG CV money that was allotted out for various things. It's almost like when it's great to get the money, but when it's almost like everyone gets saturated with money and they can't get rid of that money, and then they're still trying to get rid of your money, and it just keeps piling on. So it always is a good thing to get more money, but it makes it challenging to get rid of all the money. There's just so many places it can be spent. Does staff have anything? Jake, Molly, have anything to add on that?
All right. Very good. I will enter. Well, first off, our next meeting then is April 10th. And I will entertain then a motion to adjourn for this meeting.
So moved, Erica Pepperman.
Seconded, Rebecca Shaw.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you all.